We call upon you, our beloved God. In the name of Christ, we summon the great angels, saints of all religions. We ask that you surround us with healing light. Fill every cell with the spiritual harmony of the soul that I am, your child. Thank you.
Aloha, 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 beloved friends and family. I so love welcoming you with aloha. I so love you. Welcome to another weekly Soul Circle of spiritual storytelling, where we come together to inspire and uplift one another and all of life. Did you know your heart is a foolproof, built-in guidance system leading you to the most optimal decisions for living a happy, healthy, prosperous, and productive life? It is, and in a few minutes, you're going to receive your personalized owner's manual for using it. In today's world, GPS stands for Global Positioning System. For our purposes, GPS is God's positioning system, leading you to the perfect place at the perfect time for the perfect outcome. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting before, my name is Timothy. Using fairy tales, ancient arts, sacred sciences, and everything in between, I've been empowering people of all ages for more than 40 years to develop and use their infinite God powers to achieve their full potential. I've also written more children's stories than anyone alive, 88 to date, and more on the way. For thousands of years, master storytellers have used stories to pass on blessings, seed generational wisdom, and trigger aha moments within listeners and change within societies. May you enjoy some aha moments as you're participating right now. Even as you're listening now, your love, bliss, brilliance, genes, and more are being activated and upgraded. And to further enhance your love, bliss, and brilliance genes, you'll find powerful guided meditations, fairy tales, songs, a webinar for parents of young children, and Qigong practices that will enhance your life and your families in unimaginable ways at timothystutz.com in the freebie menu. There is something there for everyone, regardless of their age. The webinar I just mentioned is titled Three Magic Wands for More Creative, Happier, and Empowered Children. And it will even empower your inner child. You're probably listening to me right now, hoping to get an insight or two into how you can enjoy a happier, healthier, more love-filled, success-filled life. Everything we do in life is in search of everlasting love, happiness, and health. Many times, without realizing, we are like a goldfish swimming in water, looking for water. Many times, looking in all the wrong places. Many times, choosing temporary highs that are a molehill compared to the permanent ecstasy our souls and our relationship with God, in whatever personal form that takes, can tangibly provide. Many times, listening to our minds instead of tuning into our hearts. Are there any difficult challenges, areas of distress or pain, or situations needing clarity in your life right now? How wonderful would you feel if you had proven solutions for those and those that might arise in the future right at your fingertips to use anytime. Did you know the blessings of Aloha carry such solutions? That's why I welcome you with Aloha. In a moment, before we open the pages of your heart's GPS owner's manual, I'm going to guide you through a process where you will consciously feel yourself dissolving into and as these Aloha blessings. Before we do that, I'd like to bring your attention to a time bomb that might be ticking inside of you, keeping you from listening to and following your heart's GPS. A ticking time bomb that prompts you to not follow through on inner knowings and intuitive feelings, or might be prompting you to stop listening now or at any point before I'm done. That's usually a defense shield erected by your subconscious mind to keep your conscious mind from discovering the roots of what's not flowing for you in life, keeping you from discovering the full extent of your talents, magical miracles, and wonders within you, keeping you from living in and as Aloha more and more. I invite you to please ignore any such promptings and keep listening. I guarantee you'll find some sparkling ideas and inspirations to move through life more courageously confident. I also invite you to become more and more alert for such sabotaging promptings that arise from now on. If you have any questions tonight or when listening to the replay, please place them in the chat or in the comment section. If I don't address them today, I will in next week's live, starting at 8 p.m. Central European time, or in a written response to you. As I share a few of these Aloha blessings, feel them glowing within you. Doing this with awareness and feeling is one of the ways you can tune into your heart's GPS. So if it's safe to do so, bring your hands to your heart and close your eyes as you listen and feel. Now, close your eyes and lovingly place your left palm over your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Lovingly place your right palm over your left. Feel your entire body relaxing into your heart. Let go. Imagine yourself a happy baby, totally relaxed, totally limp, totally safe in your mother's or grandmother's loving arms. Imagine yourself held in Christ's loving arms, embraced in Divine Mother Mary's loving arms. Feel how loved and supported you are. Now, focus your awareness on your hands and heart chakra, letting your body just breathe itself. Allow your body to inhale and exhale effortlessly as God's divine breath, divine flow, breathes you. Ask God in whatever form or way you relate to God to be with you, bless you, further empower what you're doing right now. After all, it's God's positioning system within your heart you're going to get personally in touch with today on even a deeper level. God's love for each of us is unimaginable and infinite. Roy Eugene Davis, one of Paramahansa Yogananda's successors, said, "When innate knowledge of our true nature prevails, the primary cause of suffering disappears." And one of the blessings inherent in Aloha is recognizing God in everyone, in all life, in ourselves, as ourselves. Let's dissolve into this Aloha blessing. Please bring your awareness to your eyes and offer them this blessing. May my eyes be blessed to see everyone and everything as the simultaneous, spontaneous appearance of God, including me when I look in a mirror. May I tangibly see God in everyone, in all life, with each divine breath. Yes, experience, not just know, as a possibility. Aloha is absolute true love. Feel yourself dissolving into and as true love. Recall a time, recall the feelings when every pore of your being felt like true love, vibrated as true love. Constantly recalling, re-feeling such experiences brings them into a more consistent, tangible reality we can eventually feel all the time. Aloha is divine light. Feel yourself as true love, sparkling as divine light. Imagine every cell of your body is a sparkling star, a glowing sun. As you go to bed each night, fill every cell of your body with starlight. Before getting out of bed in the morning, fill every cell with radiant sunlight. You'll be amazed at the results you achieve and feel and experience when you go to bed and wake up like this. It just takes a few moments. Aloha is the presence of divine breath. Feel your true love, divine light, entering every pore of your beautiful body with each divine inhale. Relax into, relish what you're experiencing as you exhale. Your breath contains a magical elixir, a magical potion that can create magical miracles. If there's constant mental chatter going on, a constant push to do this or that, a subconscious or conscious rehash of the old or fears of the new spinning around, and other unproductive thoughts, our mind is not strong. It's leaking energy because every thought is a unit of energy. Have you ever thought of your mind thoughts as energy units? The average person has over 25,000 thoughts a day. That's 25,000 units of energy being generated, much of it wasted, much of it pulling in, attracting, recreating patterns of less than desirable results. Did you know you can control your mind as easily as your thoughts instantly control the movement of an arm or leg? If you want your mind to think, it thinks. If you want it to be quiet, it rests in a calm, ripple-free lake of peaceful silence, totally receptive to the harmony of the universe and your heart's GPS for your next action. A quiet mind blossoms into flowers of creativity, insights, and guidance for successful daily living. Within a quiet mind, you can hear inner music more divine than anything we have created with instruments. Aloha is also truth and humbleness. May you enjoy those colorful, juicy fruits of living, of being aloha. Not living in truth and humbleness is a root cause of many of the less than the beneficial choices and decisions we make. Aloha is being aware in each moment. May your mind be so empty of all but peace that you are aware of what's needed in each moment to live in the harmonious grace and blessings of aloha, to move beyond pain or any other obstacle in your life as fast and as easily as possible. Notice the aloha you are feeling now. It's just a taste of the aloha you'll experience by participating in the free webinar training, Three Magic Wands for More Creative, Happier, and Empowered Children, which you'll find at the freebie menu at timothystutz.com. Let your body breathe you as you rest in the natural inhales and exhales of your divine breath, hands connected to your divine heart. Again, with all your heart and soul, acknowledge your gratitude to the divine in whatever form that takes for you. As you gently open your eyes, if they were closed, remember, it's within this potent pause we're allowing all the aloha blessings we just created to integrate into our beings. Taking a few moments or a few minutes between ending one activity and starting another to reconnect with your God source. Tuning into your heart's GPS is one of life's secrets to success. Your heart is a foolproof, built-in guidance system, leading you to the most optimal decisions for living a healthy, happy, prosperous, and productive life. It truly is. It was in 1991 that scientists discovered we have 40,000 or so specialized heart cells that create a neural network in our heart. These brain-like cells are called the little brain in the heart. These cells think independently of our cranial brain, but they feel and remember just like our brain cells. They are linked to a wisdom, an infallible intelligence. An infallible intelligence we can access anytime. When you ask this intelligence a question, it provides the optimum answer for you in the moment. It won't prompt you to do anything dangerous or that hurts anyone else. Your brain, on the other hand, doesn't always have your best interest at heart. It's conditioned by beliefs and subconscious programming. It's a polarity organ with left and right sides, always weighing right and wrong, good and bad, success and failure. It's like a hamster wheel constantly spinning you through a logic and ego loop that keeps you from making a heart-centered decision. One morning, as I was rubbing my still half-asleep eyes, starting to wake up, I noticed my mind planning out its day without my soul's permission. My mind was on autopilot. The ticket to a lifetime of freedom from the slavery of our mind's loops and schemes is our heart, because unlike the brain, that's not a polarity organ. Touching your heart and slowing your breathing down, like we see shamans, monks, and nuns do quite often, consciously frees you from those loops. You instantly enter the magical, miraculous world of your heart intelligence. Your heart knows you. It may even answer your question before you finish asking. Tuning into your heart is as simple as touching one or both hands to your heart, slowing your breathing down, asking and learning how your heart speaks to you. Perhaps it's through feelings, sounds, or just knowing. Now, let's take a few moments and get a reading on how your heart intelligence speaks to you. Knowing this will guide you in creating the best life for you and your children. In fact, I invite you to use your heart's GPS whenever you make important decisions and choices, and teach it to your children and grandchildren, to your nieces and nephews, to all your friends and family. It's short and simple, but very long on results. If you have family members with you now, invite them to join you. You are a great master. You are aloha. You are true love. You are divine light. Like Christ, you truly are Source God, the beloved eternal soul being, having a human experience as you and all life, as all you see and don't see. Dwelling within and as you are the same powers, capabilities, aloha, mastery that Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Yogananda, and every great being from every tradition imaginable who's ever walked this earth had, still has, and mirrored for us in their presence. And there are many great beings walking our earth today doing the same, and even more of us coming into our full embodiment of aloha daily. Just look in the mirror and you'll see one of them, you. Beautiful you. So if it's safe to close your eyes for a moment, I invite you to do so. Please bring both hands, one on top of the other, right over left. Your giving right palm over your receiving left palm to the center of your chest, directly over your heart chakra. Using both hands whenever possible, unites your left and right sides in your heart center. Focus your awareness there at your heart. Notice your heartbeat or any other sensation you might be feeling. Take a moment. Feel. Listen. Observe. Allow your body to breathe itself. Let the air flow in and out of your nose naturally without effort. Your entire focus is here and now with my voice, your hands on your heart, and your breath. In a moment, you'll be asking your heart a question where the obvious answer is no. Be aware of any responses, any feelings, tingles, words, or other ways your heart is using to convey a no to you. Maybe you hear the word no. Maybe there are no feelings, no sensations, no words. It's just a blank. Whatever you get, that's your no. Now, think of a name other than your own. Ask your heart the following question. Dear heart, is my name, and then insert the name other than your own you just thought of. I'll be silent so you can really tune in. You can even test your response by repeating this process using different names that are not yours. Okay, let's move to the next step. If you didn't get a clear reading on your no, practice later. Food you dislike can also be used to tune into your no. Now, take a moment and ask the same question, inserting your name. Dear heart, is my name, and insert your name. Again, tune into the response. The more you practice this, asking different questions where you know the answers are yes or no, you'll know how your heart speaks to you. tapping into your heart intelligence like this is your personal GPS for making optimum decisions. How incredible is that? How useful and astonishingly simple. Keep your hands over your heart and watching your breath flow in and out. Simply melt into your heart. So how does this feel? For me, a yes is a vibration that moves through my whole body. A no is usually a big blank or my body rocks backward. I've also found that following my heart's guidance doesn't always take me in a straight line to a favorable outcome. Sometimes the path has a few thorns or lessons in it. But when I trust my heart, I am eventually led to the colorful, fragrant rose that sits atop the thorns. Like the morning I woke up saying to myself, if Hershey's can make chocolate kisses, I can make chocolate French kisses. And I did. I changed my life overnight from being an experienced, certified public accountant to being a newbie chocolatier, on the way to becoming a children's author and master teacher of numerous ancient arts and sacred sciences like Reiki, sound healing, and numerous forms of meditation, Qigong, and Tai Chi. Again, with all your heart and soul, acknowledge your gratitude to the divine in whatever form that takes for you. As you gently open your eyes, if they were closed, remember it's within this potent pause. You're integrating the energies. You just swirled through your being, reconnecting with your God source and tuning into your heart's GPS. I'll post a replay of this on my blog and freebie page at timothystutz.com, where you can download it along with other meditations, fairy tales, songs, the webinar for parents of young children titled Three Magic Wands for More Creative, Happier, and Empowered Children, along with Qigong practices that will, without doubt, enhance your life and your families in unimaginable ways. Remember, too, there's something there for everyone, regardless of age. Please share this with your social media groups, friends, and family. Invite everyone you know to tune into their own heart's GPS. And with all my heart and soul, I invite you to join me and invite others to be with us live every Saturday at 8 p.m. Central European time. That equates to 2 p.m. Eastern time in the United States, 11 a.m. Pacific time. There'll be new insights and surprises each week. And if you do have any questions now, please place them in the chat or in the comment section if you're listening to the replay. If I don't address them today, I will next week or in a written response. Every time we gather together, live, you will be receiving blessings beyond your wildest imagination. Blessings of enhanced mastery, magical powers, and miracle after miracle. Every time you offer any of these blessed practices, offerings to others, I will be empowering them with you. While I'll be leaving you momentarily in this form, I'm always with you energetically. If you're in a family situation, practicing one or more of these practices I've given you over the past month together, practices I've used for decades will further empower everyone's experience. Mix it up and have some fun. And now let's conclude our aloha time together with a blessing for each other and all of life. A blessing we can offer to everyone and everything in the world every day. A proactive blessing to create the world you want to live in, the world you want your children to live in. I invite you to envision the world you want you and your children to live in now and in the future now. a world where everyone is free to explore their divine gifts, a world where money is not a requirement or obstacle to success, a world where everyone has clean air to breathe, fresh, pure water to drink, a beautiful home for shelter, the necessary clothing to live comfortably in their environment throughout the year, loving relationships, whatever makes their heart sing and dance, true freedom. So once again, I invite you to close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Bring your hands to your heart. Be totally present with your hands over your heart. Be aware of your precious breath. Feel it entering and leaving your beautiful body. Feel your breath saturated with sparkling light that enters and becomes every pore of your beautiful being. Feel, perhaps even hear, your heartbeat. Feel your life force, your divine light pulsing in, as, through, and for you. There's nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. Sincerely honor yourself as I am honoring you right now, as all your beloveds no longer blessing your life with their physical presence honor you. Feel the love you are. Feel the magnificence of you. There's nowhere else to be, nothing else to do except to now send a burst of your divine light as a tidal wave of love rolling out and immersing all life, people, plants, animals, and creatures on land and in the sea, the entire world, our sun, the moon, all stars, our solar system, our galaxy, and all of creation in your blessings. In light, 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 love, 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 aloha, aloha, aloha. See, feel, and know your blessings are hitting the bullseye. If your eyes are closed, slowly open them to the beauty before you. Please help me shine more and more light into the world and share techniques, practices like these by liking and sharing this with your friends and family. Please share any aha moments and experiences you've had listening or by enjoying the practices shared. Share your experiences with your friends, family, on social media, and with me. I look forward to being with you again on Spiritual Storytelling with more ways to lighten, enlighten, and inspire you to live a life of aloha every moment. With all my blessings for peace, love, vibrant health, and bliss wrapped in an infinite rainbow of miraculous, magical miracles for you, your children, and your family. Aloha and mahalo for tuning in, for being here now. Be and radiate the divine light, the aloha you are. Be love, love, love. Be bliss, bliss, bliss. Be blissful, be blissfully ecstatic. Every human heart, your beautiful heart, is a flame of love burning to go home to God. And all my stories, courses, one-on-one sessions, and group gatherings fan your heart flames. Check them out at timothystutz.com to see which ones may serve you and your family. Personally, I want to see everyone fully embodying their God and Goddess greatness, and helping them through any obstacles to that is my mission in life. With all my love, all my gratitude and all my respect. I love, love, love you, and leave you with this eternal blessing from Swami Muktananda, who activated my heart's GPS over 40 years ago before leaving his body in 1981. Ever since that divine moment, Baba has been blessing my life, sometimes tangibly appearing before me and even touching me via his physical light body. Baba's message to everyone was and is: meditate on yourself, worship yourself, kneel to yourself, honor yourself. God dwells within you as you. And Baba's guru, Bhagawan Nityananda's message to everyone was and is: the heart is the hub of all sacred places. Go there and roam. Blessings, 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 roaming in your heart. May you be blessed with breakthrough after breakthrough on your path of aloha.
Thank you, God. Thank you, healers. Thank you, beings of light. Thank you for filling our temples with your harmonious healing energy. Thank you for filling our souls with the divine spirit, filled with light, life force energy, and love. Thank you, God. Thank you for this healing gift. I am now in a perfect state, filled with love and gratitude. Thank you.